There's some promising news for the treatment of dementia. A joint report by UC Berkeley and Ben-Gurion University scientists shows that drugs that shrink inflammation in the brain could slow or even reverse the effects of age-related cognitive decline. We're going to talk more about the study. We are going to turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and speak to Daniela Koffer, a UC Berkeley professor of integrative biology and senior author of the report. Thank you very much for talking to us this afternoon. You did this in mice, right?
Well, the report itself is in two parts, and those two papers, one of them focuses more on the mechanism in mice, and the other one is showing a lot of those effects in humans and in patients with Alzheimer's disease or patients with epilepsy.
Am I right, Professor, that over the years there has been a lot of debate over the exact mechanism for dementia and Alzheimer's in general before you even start drilling down more specifically? Is that going to change with any of this research?
I hope so. I think we're showing a new way to explain very early stages of decline in the brain, and some of it, interestingly, is decline in a normal aging brain. And that's something that we really know very, very little about, or that we knew almost nothing about before we looked at it. So how come a functioning young brain starts to decline over the years was something that we really didn't know a lot about. And we're offering a new way to look at it, and the answer came from sort of an unexpected angle. You would think that it would be the cells, the neurons, the nerve cells, but actually the real secret was in the blood vessels in the brain.
So you found a blood-brain barrier, is that correct?
Well, blood-brain barrier was found some 100 years ago by Paul Ehrlich, who won the Nobel Prize. We didn't find the blood-brain barrier, but what we found is dysfunction of the blood-brain barrier that increases in age, and we documented it in rodents and in humans. And that is also something that was increasing data from different labs about that. We followed what happens in the brain after this dysfunction. And so there's a protein from the blood that would normally not get into the brain. Now it gets into the brain. It binds to a specific receptor. It activates it. It activates a whole cascade of neuroinflammation that comes after that. And this inflammation, we found, was responsible for a lot of the neural effects and the cognitive decline and different pathologies that you would see in the brain.
Does this offer promise for both treatment and prevention?
Yeah. So this was the big surprise to me in this. We really thought this is a prevention type of thing because we're finding a very early trigger. And if we were to block that, then maybe we block everything that's downstream of that. And that indeed was the case. The surprise came when we had sort of a control group and we said, now we're going to take very old mice and treat them. And probably the damage is already there. You're not going to be able to reverse that. And it turned out that you were able to reverse that. This is not Alzheimer's mice, but this is just normally naturally aged mice. And in this case, it turned out that this, it's like a fog of inflammation that sits in the brain. And when you lift that, that brain now acted like a young brain in, you know, multiple different dimensions that we tested it.
That's very exciting.
Yeah, I think so too, as an aging person.
Well, we sure appreciate all your time. It's fascinating all the way around and very promising, as you point out. That's Daniela Koffer, a UC Berkeley professor of integrative biology and the senior author of this report.